You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're entering number two of the Triple Dipper for the day. We're going to talk about things that are happening right here in our backyard. Because, you know, it's important to look around and see things that are happening, of course, in D.C. and what's happening on the world stage and know the events of your day. But, y'all, I mean, I'm of the firm belief that what comes out of Montgomery sometimes has more impact on our lives than what happens in D.C. So with that in mind, we have to take a time every once in a while to do what I call cooking up a batch of home fries. Yeah, sizzle them up. All right, listen, we're going to bring on a friend of mine. Todd Stacy is the publisher of Alabama Daily News and also the host of the public television show Capital Journal, which airs every week. He's on the line with us right now. We're going to talk about what's going on with this redistricting case for Alabama. Todd Stacy, how you doing?
I'm great, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for making some time for us today.
You bet.
Hey, listen, Todd, you probably have the Attorney General coming on sometime soon, but what we're looking at right now with the redistricting case, my audience is fairly up to speed on it, but the latest developments are that we have indeed, as a state, asked the Supreme Court to intervene in the matter, and we're still waiting on the special master to tell us what's going to happen with our maps. At the same time, we have Representative Chris Pringle, who thought it'd be a great idea to throw his peers under the bus and say, I did a good job and nobody else did. Your thoughts on where we are right now?
So just getting caught up on where we are legally, the three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit, right, this is the three-judge panel that really has been reviewing Alabama's redistricting process from the beginning, right, for a couple of years now.
Right.
They handed down a ruling, I guess on Monday, essentially ordering that special master to begin his work, but issuing a hold, a restraining order, essentially, on the state from moving forward with the districts that the legislature drew, right? They found fault with them. They found that those districts were not what they ordered the state to do. And so, based on their interpretations and everything, ordered this restrained the state from moving forward with elections based on that map. But now the Attorney General, Steve Marshall, has asked the Supreme Court to stay that ruling, right? He's asked the court to set that ruling aside, set those restrictions aside, and allow the state to move forward with these legislatively drawn districts as the legal argument plays out. He absolutely, Marshall absolutely intends to appeal that three-judge panel, appeal for good and all and have that legal argument before the full court. But this question before the court right now is, will they put on hold and stay that lower court ruling and allow the state to move forward with these elections or not?
Let me jump in there. So the net effect of what you just said is the Republican Party just established for firmly by resolution that the qualifying for races is in November of this year, if I'm not mistaken. And so in November, if you're running, you're supposed to qualify. And right now, nobody really knows what district they're going to be living in.
That's right. And that's why I expect a ruling on this pretty soon. And look, and the ruling on this day, whether or not to stay this, the lower court's ruling, really doesn't impact the big question in the case, right? Whenever you hear the Supreme Court rules on this, which could come tomorrow, it could come Friday, that's not them ruling against or for Alabama in the big case,
right?
In the question on the case. It's just about whether or not the state can move forward with the districts it drew, or the state needs to go by what the special master draws. And, you know, in talking with folks about this, and you're right, I'm interviewing the Attorney General tomorrow for Capital Journal. It would kind of surprise me if the state, if the Supreme Court did not, allowed the state to go with its own map. It would surprise me if they overturned the lower court, right? If they struck them down just on the state question. So, in my opinion, I do think that special master is going to draw these maps. I think the election that we have or having this time next year is going to be based on a map that a special master drew, not on what the legislature drew.
Well, you previously served on staff with Congresswoman Martha Roby, and did y'all go through while she was in office and you were on her staff? Did y'all go through any redistricting and watch your district lines change around?
No, in fact, but I was in the Speaker's office.
Oh, that's right.
That 2010,
yes.
Yeah, that 2010-2011 redistricting happened, and it was not really that dramatic. The district changed just a little bit, but everybody was happy with their district. There weren't these big population shifts. There were not these new legal arguments about fracking and packing. So it wasn't really that big a deal. But fast forward, 10 years, 12 years, and it sure is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, it changes everything. And here's the other thing, too, Todd, and I know you know this, but I'm saying it for the benefit of my audience, is this is not just an Alabama issue. This is something that is being looked at as affecting multiple states. I think it's Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, and maybe one of the Carolinas, I'm not sure which. But all of them have issues right now. That how this works out for Alabama's congressional lines could well have ripple effects that go across multiple states and create the challenges for who knows how many states. We even had Congresswoman Terry Sewell, our only Democrat, say most recently, next on the list is they're going to start looking at Jefferson County Commission's lines. I mean, where does it end?
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. But you're right about the other states, because there are similar cases working their way up. North Carolina is probably the next one. Texas is right there. Texas is a little different because of how different their population is, right? Between Black, Hispanic, White, it's just very different than it is in a deep South state like Alabama. And I'll say this, I've heard a lot of folks say that those states who are trying to keep, essentially their Republican seats, do not want Alabama's case to be the final arbiter of what happens, right? They would rather, because there have been some flaws in Alabama's arguments, and there have been some long shot arguments. And so, North Carolina would much rather their arguments go, or maybe even Louisiana, have a better shot. So for that reason, those states are rooting for the Supreme Court ultimately to not rule on Alabama, right? Not rule one way or the other, which is a possible outcome here. Whenever that case gets up there and our official appeal goes to the Supreme Court, they don't have to hear it. And by not deciding, they actually are deciding, right? They're saying, we're not going to rule on this right now. We're going to wait for another case to determine what are we doing between race and proportionality and how to draw districts.
Yeah, and one of the interesting dynamics in our situation, too, it irritates the stew out of me. I mean, I'd love to believe, and I know for a fact, because I talked to several of them, that legislators, Alabama legislators, were being told, hey, just don't go making open comments right now. Don't feed the flames. Don't give them something they can use later. And yet, inexplicably, in an article, too, that you guys had up, came out Monday, State Representative Chris Pringle, who was co-chair of the House Redistricting Committee, or chair of the House's version of the redistricting committee, he submitted his own plan to the special master just in the last couple of days, because he said he wanted them to understand that there was another attempt and that it was important that they see it. And I thought, I'll be honest with you, to me, this is smacked of, hey, look at me. I tried to do a good thing. Y'all make sure you know that I tried to do a good thing. It was all of them that did the bad thing. I just see this as being completely non-helpful. Have you talked to Pringle? Do you know what his interests were here?
Well, yeah, I mean, talked to him for that article. And I didn't write the article, but he came to me saying, hey, I'm about to submit this map. So, of course, we wrote a story about it. And, I talked with Mr. Pringle basically throughout the redistricting process back in July. And he was pretty frustrated because he thought he had, the best map possible to, keep representatives and, keep congressmen in their districts, not run one against the other, try to bump up that black voting age population to a point where maybe it is a question. I don't think it really would have satisfied this three-judge panel. I really don't. He was pretty frustrated that he kind of got ran over by the Senate and also by the Attorney General because they were advising the Senate. And so, I think it's born out of that frustration that maybe it could have been different if they had adopted his map. Would it have been? I don't know. But I think I think he felt a little vindicated by the court that, the court really, and remember, these are conservative justices, as relatively speaking, two Trump appointees, one Reagan/Clinton appointee. It was a scathing ruling about Alabama. And so I take your point. I'm sure a lot of lawmakers are not appreciative of what he did. But there was a lot of frustration, not just from Pringle, but a lot of House members as to why their plan was scrapped and, the Senate plan, which didn't even come close, ultimately the thing.
I look at that, though, and then I have to say, well, then what was the final vote? And I'm pretty sure Pringle voted to confirm the plan that the Senate proposed. Am I right?
Oh, of course, yeah. It was unanimous amongst her, but it was all party line. Yeah, down the way.
I gave the thumbs up. I was happy, but hey, make sure you understand that I was trying to do a good job. I just see this as being it was a punk move in my opinion. But hey, listen, man, we're out of time. But I really appreciate you reporting on this, and I look forward to seeing your interview with the Attorney General on Capital Journal. And if folks want to find you on Alabama Daily News, tell them where they can find it.
Really easy. Just go to aldailynews.com. You're going to want to sign up for the email. And yes, Capital Journal is Friday night at 7:30 on Alabama Public Television and Sundays at noon.
All right, man. Todd Stacey, we appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right, Phil. Be good.
All right. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. We're going to keep on with home fries. I'll give you a few more perspectives on that situation we just talked about there with Todd Stacey and the redistricting. Because, I really do believe we had a legislator who just threw his fellow legislators under the bus in what I call a total punk move. And we'll talk about some other stuff happening around the state. Home fries, that's where we are. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back.